said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here. Just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all. You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning.
And a good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Mike Myers Show. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Wow. What an exciting... I got to see them once, I believe. I think. Man, my brain is going. It is definitely going. It is. Did I say welcome to another... See what I mean? Man, that's it. So... I told my wife yesterday I wanted to do a program that was entitled, I Just Want to Expose Myself. I think I shared that with my little brother, too, and he's like, Mike, you're over the top. That's too much. He didn't even know what prairie dogging was. Neither did my son. And people need to get a life. Wow. Well, maybe I do. Anyway, yeah, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, from the beginning. You were meant to be here. Boom, 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 boom. Dun, dun. I went over to my son's house last night. And, I wasn't planning on staying that long. I got home like a quarter after 11. And for me, that's like late. We had such a wonderful talk. Oh, my goodness gracious. And, if you, oh, wow, I don't even know where to go with all of this. It really, it was kind of neat because it really came down to, I mean, just being who we are. And that might not be okay with some people. It might not be okay with a lot of people. What if it's not okay with anybody except God? Is it okay? Yeah. In fact, the Bible says, you know, be a little careful when it appears you're getting along with everybody. Now, does that mean that we gotta be jerks? No. But I gotta tell you, the truth is kind of hard to swallow, and a lot of people really don't want to hear the truth. They can't handle the truth. I don't particularly always care for the truth. And the truth might be looking, looking back just a minute ago of something that I said that I kind of wish maybe I hadn't have said, but I did. So now what? I think it's probably a good reason why we're to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. I mean, you know, this statement, and maybe this statement's way out of whack. But I don't know, sometimes we just need an icebreaker. You know? For instance, there are certain males that I know that are just, there's just something about them I find very attractive. Yes, I do. And it's not an external thing, it's an internal thing. I know. I'm thinking of Jonathan and David. Now there are people that have taken that relationship and have said that it was homosexual. And so for that reason, you can, you know, put a stamp of approval on it. Well, if that's the case, that means anything that, I mean, it's not the case, but if it were the case, does that mean there should be a stamp of approval? Because after all, it's in the Bible. It's got to be okay if it's in the Bible. No, that book, I'm telling you, that book is not about a bunch of goody-two-shoes people. It's about humanity. It's about sinful man, a just God, a merciful God, a gracious God, a God of truth. You know, when David was caught in the whole adultery thing with Bathsheba, and that story between, I bet I can. Let's see if I can. Gotta turn it on first. Ooh, you turned me on. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Okay. What's that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Excuse me. That's gross. T-H-A-N. Nathan. Oh, I might even be able to find it. Left Hebron, concubines. Lots of concubines. There was concubines. Promised to David. No. I wasn't prepared. I should have been prepared. I'm sorry I wasn't prepared. I think David had done displeased the Lord. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Jesus, for electronic Bibles.
You mean you don't even know where that story is and you call yourself a Christian?
Yep, I sure do. And what do you call me? Just don't call me late for the rapture. Chapter 12 of the book of 2 Samuel. Nathan rebukes David. The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, "There were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup," wow, that's like, "and even slept in his arms. Oh, it was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared it for the one who had come to him. David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this deserves to die. He must pay for that lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah, and all of this had been too little. I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes?" What is evil in his eyes? Ooh, that's interesting, because there are many things that we do that we just don't, you know, in our own eyes, we just don't really see them as evil. Well, that's not evil. Well, according to who? And again, this is where this whole truth thing gets so interesting. You know, I mean, if we're the ones that are going to, what if we all just kind of made our own traffic laws as we drove? Wouldn't that be just a nightmare? Wouldn't that be a mess? And we get this ice storm coming up. Speed limit sign. I've said this before, but I'll keep on making these kind of points because I think they're kind of like the speed limit sign says 55, but it's you got a quarter inch of ice on the road. Are you going to drive 55?
How's that working for you?
No, you need to drive based upon the conditions. So even that posted sign that says 55, yeah, those are in ideal conditions. But you really need to, you know, if you're going to drive in conditions that are maybe not normal conditions, and you're really taking a risk when you do that.
Yeah, but the law says.
Yeah, well, the law says don't commit adultery. Well, I haven't stepped out on my wife. I didn't step out on my husband. Hey, you ladies that are reading 50 Shades of is it 50 Shades of Grey? Is that what it is? What it is? I don't remember what it was. 50 Shades of something. It's literary pornography. You don't read it for the pictures like us more intelligent men do when we read the Playboy magazine. No, but we say we read it for the articles, right? Just it's probably best just I don't know. You do what you're going to do because it's what you're going to do. So, you know, if you're somebody who says, well, there's no higher power, I don't have to give an account to anybody, well, you're deceiving yourself. But if you prefer to deceive yourself and live a life of deception, not only of deception when it comes to the truth of God's word, but, you know, maybe deceiving your wife, deceiving your husband. How did that work for David? Not very well. You struck down Uriah the Hittite with a sword and took his wife to be your own. I mean, Nathan didn't let up. He just gave him both barrels. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own. This is what the Lord says, out of your own household I am going to bring calamity upon you.
Well, that's not fair. I thought you were loving God. I didn't think you'd... Well, oh, no.
I'm going to bring calamity upon you before your very eyes. I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will lie with your wives in broad daylight. Wow. I've never seen that before. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel. Now, wait a minute. What kind of God is that? Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord, Nathan. Nathan replied, the Lord has taken away your sin.
Wow.
His mercies are new every morning. And if we're faithful to if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we've got to admit it first. We just kind of think that we can just hide things. You know, that's why the title, I just want to expose myself. You know, what if, and these are the kind of conversations that we get into at Wilson's TAP Sunday Fellowship. What if people actually confess their sins to one another, not brag about them, and prayed for one another? Just think, you know, as soon as that secret sin, there's something to be said for confession. You know, I don't know about going into a little room, you know, and someone sliding a door over and, Father, forgive me for I've sinned. I fornicated in my mind 252 times last week. Now what? Yeah, that's good. Thanks, John. That's good. It isn't light yet. The sun is not up yet, and yet we were seeing something you never saw before. Wow. Wow, wow. Whoa, 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 oh, oh. Absolutely. I have eyes, and he's given me the ability to see, and it's so wonderful. But there are many that are still walking around blinded. And there are things that I think we as individuals are still blinded to. And God is, again, this conversation I had with my son was just so cool. And it's, you know, he made the comment, there's all these things about us. But maybe we're just not ready to learn them yet or learn about them. I mean, there is so much incredible depth in the Word of God. It is just, and we tend to just kind of scratch the surface instead of masticating on the Word. That chewing it. Oh, I'll tell you, it's just great. Okay, anyway, where was I? Squirrel? We're talking about... All right. I think I covered what I thought I was going to. I'm trying to hold back a burp. Excuse me. Yeah, what somebody had said. Oh, yeah, yeah. But instead, you know, churches, many times church, go into the building and someone stands up front and they got their, you know, I don't know, three-piece suit on and they need an extra, 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 extra large suit because they have an issue with overeating, which I do myself. I mean, there are people who say, oh, come on, Myers, you're, no, I am, look, I'm not, if you think I'm being, well, anyway, shoot, my electronic Bible just shut off. Anyway, David went into quite a depression after that happened. Someone had said the other day to somebody who reads books. I read a lot of books on depression. I want to understand more of what, you know, especially, I guess, with me. Well, it's both the spiritual and the physical part of it. The neurological, the whole chemistry thing of our brains. Because there are a lot of people out there that are very, very depressed, a lot of hurting people. And Man, I got to tell you, just as I said that, I am just ecstatic over the hope that lies within. And I don't want to go beat people up. We're talking about that too. My son, when he was quite a bit younger, he used to really, I mean, he'd take his Bible to school, even though he was ridiculed. And he said, man, I was on fire to convert everybody. I mean, he had some wind in his sails, but I think it was gas. And then to be around his dad. This was an interesting thing too. If we would just take the time to converse instead of trying to get everything in 143 characters in a tweet or, you know, messages back and forth on Facebook, instead of just sitting with people and conversing, what a concept. And he shared some things with me that were really quite interesting. And he talked about, you know, the expectations he had for me as a dad. But his expectations of me as being a dad way back when were, and this is basically what came out of his mouth, were very idealistic. This is what he thought his dad should be. And unfortunately, I wasn't many of those things that I should have been. But now that God is, he's continuing to grow me up, it might be kind of hard to believe when you hear me talking about, you know, prairie dogging and stuff like that. But just a wonderful, and it really came down to us just being who we are. Quit cloning around. You know? The whole cookie cutter, the moral framework that applies to all people. I'm glad it's there. You know, we were talking about some things are okay for some people and not for others. And I said, one of the things that I can tell you that just is, it's not an option, and I'm glad it's not. You may think, Myers, you are just setting yourself up for a fall.
As I'm getting ready to say this, can I blame it on Satan? No. Probably have to blame it on my own. It's James. My own lusts. Oh, man. I hate it when that happens. Anyway, so don't think about those things. What I was going to say was, what was I going to say? Oh, the whole adultery thing that can go on in the heart and in the mind. It's like, what are you thinking? Now, God isn't, he knows. So if he knows, why not just come clean? Well, because I don't want those other Christians to think I'm a bad Christian, because they're really, really good Christians. I did like this one descriptive that someone shared a number of weeks ago. You know, what's a good Christian? A good Christian is a faithful one. One that's I said, you know, that's cool. I like that. And a faith-filled person. No matter what is going on, no matter what other people say about you. Now, if they're saying stuff, well, what does a Christian smell like? Smells like they need some deodorant there. And of course, that's a cover-up. Can we talk antiperspirants and deodorant? No, let's not. That was weird. But anywho, what a wonderful conversation. And it was just so...
it's just so refreshing to just get to be who you are in Christ. Let's see. Mark Haley is a person that I've gotten to meet through the internet and a program we did a couple of weeks ago. Todd Stevens was in the house. And I don't even, I need to ask Mark how he ended up tuning in that day. I mean, I don't know how it happened. But this guy has quite a story to tell. And he made a comment, and I thought this was really cool. He said, I don't trust any Christian that doesn't have some dirt on him. And how many of us, you know, we want people to think that there's no dirt on us. There's nothing. You know, I never have thoughts like that. I'm always angry, but I don't sin. Wait a minute. Always angry? No. When I'm angry, I never sin. Really? Wow. That's good for you. That's great. Anyway, this Mark had suggested a band by the name of Blenderhead. And I remember that band from way back when. I got to admit, tough for me to catch all the lyrics. Is it something that I could listen to all? Well, yeah, there's certain ones, like this one I'm going to play here in a second. It's called Let Down. There's another one called Alcohol House, which I have up here. And unfortunately, I couldn't get all of the lyrics to print off. But listen to this. When I come home tonight, you will tremble with fear. And even though I hurt you so, I really love you, dear. We will get along. You can get along if I say so. I drink to calm my nerves. I can quit anytime. You just don't understand what goes on in my mind. We will get along. You can get along if I say so. Don't speak a word about this secret we keep. If you tell a soul, I'll kill you while you sleep. We will get along. You can get along. Now, the rest of the lyrics didn't print out. Now, I got to tell you, and I'm not going to sit here and bash my brother Todd. I was not in total agreement with him yesterday about the whole divorce thing. If I was a wife, or I was a husband who had a wife that was just, I mean, she was out of control. First of all, I need to try to get her some help, or get him some help. Because if somebody's threatening you with their life, or they're threatening you with your life, or they're threatening you with life, there's something that's not good. So I guess it does come down to, you know, the idea of separating to at least keep people safe. But then if you have a stalker husband or a stalker wife, I mean, you find your rabbit's gone and someone just served you up rabbit stew, thinking of that Fatal Attraction movie.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, nope, you just need to submit and stay in that relationship.
Or someone's getting knocked around. Now, I do agree that we very many times we'll just take the quick way out. I think you need to take the safe way out. And how many times have you heard about people where, you know, someone's really concerned because maybe their husband or their ex-husband was in prison and he gets out and the first thing he does is, you know, goes and knocks somebody off. Or maybe this person's got a real problem with pedophilia. Just, you know, and it's like this person is still acting out on that. What do you do? I mean, wouldn't the wise person Make sure there's a really big buffer zone there. And just because just because people get divorced doesn't mean the relationship ends. Wow. I mean, talk about, what's the term? I'm thinking beyond codependence. I don't know, just a very twisted relationship. So I kind of understand what my son says when he says, you know, I don't run around giving advice. If somebody asks me, I may give them some advice. But, wow. If someone came to you and they said, you know, and again, they got, what if someone came to you and they were all beat up? And it was because their husband beat on them. Well, you just need to submit to your husband and go back home. I'm just saying, is the first way out a quick divorce? No, I don't agree with that. And I think that was the point that Todd was making. Anyway, now I could have just, you know, done a cloning thing and just agreed with everything he said. But again, what about the pastor who stands up in front and he's screaming about the sin of I don't know. Take your pick. But it's kind of like, how many of us are really hypocrites? We're out there, we're gonna fix people. You know, we can't fix anybody. We can't. You can fix a dog. Ah, that's good coffee. Let's just leave it at that. Okay, so anyway. And then I want to make sure I get into my utmost for his highest, the Golden Book of Oswald Chambers. For this 15th of January. Do you walk in white? Good stuff. Always good stuff. You're listening to the Mike Myers Show on the Radio Hope Network. Let's do, this is Blenderhead. And I hope you can catch the lyrics. I did print them off, so we will go over those. So here it is.
Hoping I can, hoping I can. Well, wasn't that special?
I was let down. Now, I had to really, I don't know. This is one of the, in fact, one of their songs starts off with a lady saying, well, I really like the music, but I can't understand the words. That would be me. But there are people that can understand those words, and it's just like, wow, good for you. I need to print them suckers off. Let Down by Blenderhead. Hoping I can, but knowing I can't live up to your expectations. Trying hard to work it out, but I know it's just so futile. Expectations, disappointment. Don't look to me. I'll let you down. I just want to, really want to have you think the best of me. But when you see me, you don't see me. Just who you want me to be. Expectations, disappointment. Don't look at me. I'll let you down. I'm not perfect. I'm not worthy. I feel blessed just to walk and breathe. I'm not patient. I get angry. I need forgiveness for everything. Expectations, disappointment. Don't look to me. I let you down. That is why we need to lead people to Christ. Now, I believe we can be soul bait, but I don't want to be stink bait. I don't want the stench of death. I don't want my sin to be the thing that that keeps people away from getting to know. Well, that's why that song Heathens. I just, you know, and I know I probably overdo that one. I'm wondering why when I'm at Wilson's Tap Fellowship, every time I've been there, somebody plays that song. I know who it is. And I think I know why they're playing it. And this person has made me feel very welcome there. I mean, have I had a long conversation with him? No, we need to talk about pool one day. But anywho,
I digress. I did digress, did I not? I digressed.
Okay. Good morning, Janelle. Yeah. You mean the, pretty sure I've been on the receiving end of those words while I was in the battle. You mean the words to let down? Yeah. And I'm still, you know, I guess in saying that, there's still a battle going on. I mean, did I do just a little gossiping last night when I was talking to my son? No, I did a lot. Wow. Interesting. You know, and John, I got to tell you, you do have a really fascinating story. I think we all have interesting stories. I just got this book on a guy. He's the guy who wrote the book Sophie's Choice. I haven't made it all the way through that movie yet. I think I'm about halfway through. I think I would like to watch the rest of it today. Good morning. While the other person was in the,
yes, exactly. That's what we were talking about last night. That's what was going on with my son. He ended up going to him and his wife at that time. I had suggested they go see this Christian counselor. Well, the bummer was he had to sit there and listen to all this crap. Some of it, I'm sure, was true. And then it came to the end of the time that they had, and he was furious. Because he wasn't given the opportunity. And the interesting thing, and this is so right on with what you just said, Janelle, his wife had a drug addiction problem, but that never came up. The thing that was on trial in this case was my son's alcoholism and his behavior. Never talked about what was going on with her. There were two things going on there, two people's lives. And when you just hear, it is a bummer when you just hear the one side. That's why, I don't know. You know, when I've mentioned this yesterday about not taking sides in those situations. Well, let me tell you, if that husband is beating up on the wife, I'm going to take a side. Okay? But I don't want to cut off the relationship with the husband. I believe as long as somebody, and now there comes a point where you got to shake the dust off. But I believe while everybody is still breathing, you know, and that was, wasn't that cool? Because that was in the lyrics right here. Where was that? I feel blessed just to walk and breathe. I'm not patient. I get angry. I need forgiveness for everything. But if in that anger, you're punching on a woman or you're punching on a man or you're doing the that Babbitt thing with a knife. I mean, that's So anyway, I don't know. And that's why it's very, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to stick to my guns on this one. It's so important that we know God's word. Because people may mean well, but just meaning well doesn't necessarily mean they're doing well. It's and this son of mine, that kid is such a, he's got a lot of things on the ball. And these conversations that we get to have are just, well, again, I was over there at 5:30. I think I left at 10:45. And here I told the wife I probably won't be gone that long. Yeah, right. Now, get this. What if I had a wife that was very suspicious? Oh, boy. Is that where I mean, I was that way with, both ex-wives. And at one time was that way with Laura. And I'm thinking now, you know, there, folks, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. If you're expecting perfection out of me, you don't understand the truth. Because you're not going to get perfection out of me. But I do not want to use that as an excuse to sin. You know, here's a for instance. The song Cheers. I brought this. And again, you know, I have to remember, my son had a, and he's talked about this. In fact, the podcast is still available. He talked about it in depth. And he consumed enough alcohol and took pills. Should have killed him. And now he's doing extremely well. We talked in depth about, you know, the whole, and you know, I keep on bringing up the Wilson's tap. I don't even know how. Oh, this is something I really need to talk to somebody about this morning
at church at Wilson's tap.
Well, I can tell you guys, I'm there's a bit of a struggle going on because I really would like to be, in fellowship with my daughter and my wife, you know, doing the church thing. Now, I got to tell you, we have had a lot more conversations about faith things and about
you know, less of us and more of him, than I think we probably have in our entire marriage. But it just, there's just that missing element. And I've had a couple people lay that on me. You know, you're supposed to be the spiritual leader in the household. Why are you doing church at Wilson's Tap on Sunday mornings? Do I love my wife? Absolutely. Do I love my daughter? Absolutely. One of them really likes the traditional type church setting. One of them would prefer more of the contemporary thing. One of them really enjoys the reciting back. You know, the pastor says something and then you read something back off the bulletin or whatever. I don't know. It is really interesting because we're, you know, the term came up, birds of a feather flock together. Hey, you flockers. I guess if you had a bunch of mothers get together, it would be a mother flockers. All right. Well, that was uncalled for. Anyway, so my son, I brought up this song, Cheers. And he said, yeah, that's kind of a bad song.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries, I'm sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel on the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright. And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
I don't have that pulled up here right now to tell you who the artists were in that tune. I have these little like sub decks. There's four of them and it doesn't give me all that information. I should probably use the one that has four decks and just get used to it so I can give people credit where they deserve credit. But that was the theme from Cheers, where the husband wants to be a girl. You know, somebody called up, I don't know, a couple months ago, and they wanted to know if Mike was there.
Oh, you mean the church guy?
The church guy. And I actually have a picture on my wall that I used to have on my door at KFGQ that it's this goofy-looking guy who's got his fingers. It's a cartoon character with, I don't know, I colored in his eyes. They're kind of yellow bloodshot, and he's leaning over this mixing board, and actually, it's very similar looking to the one that I have. Wow. And it says chief operator, church guy. Yeah, church guy. Oh, I'm with you totally on that one, John. Is not your therapy, then don't expect my therapy. I don't know if it's my therapy. You have to listen to her like Yahweh told Abraham. Listen to Sarah, your wife. Sorry, I may have crossed a line. Well, you know, it's interesting because she's not asking me to stop doing that. She has asked me, you know, what's the purpose? What's your goal? And I have to admit there is some selfishness in there. I like making new friends. And this is something I need to continue to talk to the wife about. Now, I appreciate what you said there, John. I really do. Because there was a time when I put, quote, ministry before my family. There are Sunday evening services. You know, BBMC, they have a service Sunday nights. She just refuses to go to that. I might. No. Well, I could do that instead of, you know, watching another movie. That's one of the things we do as a family. We watch a lot of movies. Anyhoot. John is making such a cool point. Quit cloning around. Now he's making a good point. And actually, when I had this conversation with Laura, she kind of sort of came up with this. Well, what do you do with following him, and the Bible talks about forgetting everything else and just following him. I said, God is not telling me to get rid of you. That is just so, in fact, she is such an incredible blessing to understand. I mean, think about it. And I do think about it. I mean, I really got to be I have to be on my toes. Because, Satan would love to just take this whole thing and James chapter 1 talks about, let's just go there. And I do really appreciate you even posting what you did, John. Seriously, honest and for true, I do. Because that is probably the number one issue on the table here at our house right now. And there's no way. I said that when I was at BBMC, the night that they took the vote to hand over the properties to what is now Stonebridge. And in a way, it was a relief. Because I had said before, when Bruce would say, hey, Mike, this vote very well could go your way, you can, and then it's all yours. I said, Bruce, I don't want that. I could not get that through to him. The Wilsons is not Laura's mission. That's true. I couldn't agree with you more. She really has a tough time with the conversations because sometimes the music gets a little loud. And I said, well, I don't know that we can go in there and, you know, hey, can't you see we're having church? You need to turn down the music. Quite sarcastic, wasn't it? I didn't say that way to her. I just said, hey, that's what they do there. You know, and I'm aware of that. Anyway, James chapter 1. Let's get to going here.
and share this. And I'm glad I'm sharing this with you folks, because it is something, oh, wow. This is just, isn't the Bible an amazing book? Where's my, all right, well, here, let me get to where I'm going. All right, that would be good. I just feel like I should read this whole thing. Oh, and it's getting late.
I don't want to be late for church.
So I'll have to pick that up later. But again, I appreciate the advice. And I will definitely take that into consideration. Honest and for true. What else did I want to get in here? Oh, here we go. This is Blenderhead, and the name of this song is Alcohol House. Yes, sir. Blenderhead. Good morning, Mr. Mark Haley. How's it going on over by there? Yeah, this is some stuff. That song
is one that I sat in the car and listened to. I was cranking it, baby. I got to take the nice car. It's a 2004 Toyota Camry. My wife let me take the nice car. She said, why do you have to ask me? Well, I don't know. I'm thrilled that she gets the nice car. I'm
blessed and highly favored.
I get to even have her in my life. Anyway, I sat and listened to the song in the car, and I thought, you know, I should take that in and let my son listen to it. I didn't. But the conversation we had was just fantastic. And you know, the other cool thing, he didn't get, this is a guy who again had a tremendous addiction to alcohol. I mean, it was literally killing him. I can't dwell on that time because it was tough. I mean, wow. But to see how he has grown and how our relationship has grown together, wow, it's just amazing. Okay, so anyway, squirrel, letter of James. I'm just going to read this. This is from the Amplified for the Spiritually Hard of Hearing. And I do need to make sure I get out of here in time to, I don't want to be late to church. By the way, cinnamon rolls this morning. Uh-huh. And you know, I know why there weren't any donuts left. Because Pastor King got there before I did. Yeah. I'm going to call him on a carpet. How dare you snarf up all the donuts? Well, yada. Just kidding. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among scattered abroad among the Gentiles in the dispersion, greetings. Rejoice. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Where's my other Bible? What did I do with that? That's here somewhere. All right, let me focus. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given to him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting, for the one who wavers, hesitates, or doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither. And tossed by the wind. I was just thinking of thithers. Where's the thithers? For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. For being as he is a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. Let the brother in humble circumstances glory in his elevation as a Christian, called to the true riches and to be an heir of God. And the rich person ought to glory in being humbled by being shown his human frailty, because like the flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun comes up with a scorching heat and parches the grass. Its flower falls off and its beauty fades away. Even so will the rich man wither and die in the midst of his pursuits. Isaiah 40, verses 6 and 7. Blessed, happy to be envied, is the man who is patient under trial and stands up under temptation, for when he has stood the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted. Now this is the bigger, this is a doozer. Whew. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted from God, for God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. But every person is tempted. I remember talking to a guy who oh my goodness gracious, this is really something. Now I'm not going to tell the story. I'll tell just a little bit of it. This guy had said that God was putting him to a test as this woman who was not his wife. Do I need to put explicit on this? Was straddling him in his pickup truck. Yeah. God was testing him. You know what I said? Bullshit. Yeah, that's what I said. I got a little angry. And this is a guy, in order to make his point, would get in my face and yell and pound the table. And I remember doing the same thing back to him. I did. I just copied the same thing he did. And I said, what do you expect to accomplish by doing that? And then he showed me a gun that he had in a little dresser next to his easy chair. What did he expect to prove by doing that? Put the fear of God in me? I already have the fear of God in me. In fact, I did come to a point of realizing that, man, this is a situation I need to shake the dust off my feet. This guy likes his alcohol, likes his grandiosity. A lot of things he likes, and it was really causing a problem with me and my marriage because I was spending too much time trying to fix this guy. And again, the only kind of fixing guys can get, you know, if you want to go to the doctor's office and get one of them their vasectomy things, I mean, you know, that's... Anyway, I'm thinking about the sword of the spirit, cuts between the bone and the marrow, soul and spirit. God's word. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted from God, for God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, entitled and baited, or enticed, not entitled. Oh boy, that was a slip. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, enticed and baited by his own evil desire, lust, passions. Then the evil desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth death. Do not be misled, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect, free, large, full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all that gives light in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting or shallow or shadow cast by his turning as in an eclipse. And it was of his, with a capital H, own free will that he gave us birth as sons by his word of truth so that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, a sample of what he created to be consecrated to himself. All right, I could go on. That's just good stuff. Oh, the devil made me do it. Oh, and I do think Satan's cranking things up. I think he knows the end is coming. So he's going to deceive as many people as he can. He's going to crank up laying false guilt on people. Anyway. On and on he goes. Where he stops, nobody knows. So one more song, and I better get out of here. I appreciate so much you tuning in this morning. And if you can make it to church. I mean, even my son last night was so cool. He said, well, I mean, you know, wherever two or more are gathered in his name, he is there. Now, is that church? I don't know. It's fellowship. And I am just so elated. I believe God has me right where he wants me right now.
And if that ever causes a problem in my household, this is you guys are going to go, whoa. Do I listen to man or do I listen to God? And I'm telling you, God is not telling me to give up my wife for ministry. I'm just saying, I really don't believe that. Absolutely not. So there. Fine. I'm done. Here's Steve Taylor, and I want to be a clone. Actually, let's do back-to-back Steve Taylor. Immediately following, if I can keep my mouth shut, which it won't be a miracle, will be guilty by association. No, let's do it the other way around. Okay, I can do that. Anyway, God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Have a fantastic rest of the day. And if you're somebody who's, you're offended when you hear foul language or you see sinners sin, because that's what sinners do, just stay home. And don't get mad at me when I say this, okay? You can go from your home to church, and then you better come back home. Because if you go to McDonald's, you might be around some of those people. Am I being a jerk? I think I am a little bit. And it doesn't feel very good in my heart, so I think I'm just going to shush. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I said I wasn't going to say anything else, but I need to ask for your forgiveness if I've offended anybody, because I got a little twinge of being a little big-headed with what I had just said about getting out. I mean, I'm not your Holy Spirit. Thank God. Wow. Anyway, seriously, I needed to get that off of my chest, because I do not want to feed that what I would consider an ugly thing. Okay. Here's I Want to Be a Clone by Steve.
By Steven Taylor.
But not so much, I rock the boat. I'm glad they shoved it down my throat.
I want to be a clone.